Every so often, my interviews take a different path. Usually, there's a focus of agriculture, but I did have the opportunity via phone to sit down with well-known author Mary Higgins Clark. She talks about a new book that she has out for children. It's called The Magical Christmas Horse, a book that you're going to want to have on your shelves as you celebrate the holiday season. Here's author Mary Higgins Clark.
Well, you see, for me, it is so much fun. And I can do it in half an hour. Isn't that awful? I mean, then we, you know, adjust it. And if I have too much text, we cut it down, you know, because it will show in pictures what we don't have to say on the book. But I used to write radio shows, and they were four-minute shows. So I knew I had many years of training of bringing out the emotion in the subject. And at the same time, tell the story. So that's what I love to do. And in a story like this, I wanted to show a true Christmas story. I wanted to show the love of a brother for his little brother. And he wants to give him the most magical present he ever received. And that is the Christmas horse he had when he was 3 years old. And it's at the family farm, his grandparents' farm. And then when he gets there, first the horse is missing, and then when it's found, it's absolutely broken. And his wish is that it would be the horses he remembered. So what I want to do is to tell the story. I wanted to show love, family, togetherness, and that wishes do come true.
I think as a reader, as you're reading this with your children and you get to that giant chest and they open it up, and you see the broken hearts. I was heartbroken, and you could feel the sense in the illustrations and your writings that the child, too, was very, very heartbroken that the horse that he remembered wasn't that horse today.
That's right, and it was funny when we did the original, when Wendell showed the paintings, you know, and we were at the editor's office, and they were all gorgeous, as you saw, but he said, Mary, any suggestions? I said, Wendell, the one thing that worries me is that the Christmas horse isn't that broken in the illustration. I said, I think that horse should really look as though it's been through the wringer. And he agreed, so that you see in that picture, the horse has really been just plain smashed. And because it's the peak of the child's heartbreak is to see it like that. So he said, you know you're right. So he repainted the horse in that picture. And, of course, it came out, I thought, beautifully.
It is an absolute. The illustrations just fit so well with your story. How long did it take for the two of you to collaborate once you had your story written? Because, like you said, it didn't take you very long to write.
No, and then I just, what we do is sometimes if the text is too long, because the picture is showing it, you know, you can have less text in. But for me, it's a breeze to write a children's book. Wendell spends a year and a half painting it.
Wow.
In fact, when we went up to Averill Farm 3 years ago, and then we stopped at the museum, and they have the worksheet. Wendell has an illustration of the worksheet and the photographs of the people and then the paintings and that kind of thing. And it was March 8th, visited Averill Farm and Museum. March 11th, Mary sent a story. I said, Wendell, that must break your heart. I said, with all the work you had to do.
Lots of work. But, you know, I see this turning into a Christmas special and a program that kids for years could watch should it get turned into a TV production.
Well, you know what is turned into a TV production is Carol in my first book, Deck the Halls, mm-hmm. Our first Christmas suspense mystery, and we're both in it. Carol has a real part. I sit in the bar with cranberry juice that's supposed to look like red wine. It's on TNT on December 20th.
Oh, well, that's good to know. What is it like working with your daughter?
Oh, fun. You see, we both have the same object, to write a good story, a good suspense with humor, and one that, you know, people will enjoy. So when we're working together, we're not competing with each other. We say what the overall story, for example, of that first one, is that Reagan Riley, Carol's private investigator, her father,